Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. In the last Mishnah, we spoke about when the blood of the Korban Hatat splatters onto the garment of a Kohen, we said that it has to be washed out. We'll give more detail about that din. Mishnah says, Nitaz min hasavar al habeged eno ta'un kibus. If the blood of the Korban Hatat sprayed directly from the neck of the animal onto the garment without first having been received in the klei sharet, in the sacred vessel, you do not need to launder the garment because the blood was not yet fit to be applied to the mizbeach. Only once it's caught in the klei sharet is it acceptable to be applied on the mizbeach, and here it wasn't caught yet, so therefore it's a situation where you do not need to launder that garment. Min hakeren u min hayesod, if the blood splattered onto the garment after it was applied to the corner of the mizbeach, umin hayesod, or from the blood that was supposed to be poured onto the base of the mizbeach after zirika, eno ta'un kibus, you do not need to launder the garment because the zirika was already done at that point in time when the blood eventually splattered onto the garment. Another situation where the blood does not have to be washed out, even though it does splatter onto the garment before zrika. Nishpach al haritzpah ve'asafo. If the blood of the korban hatat spilled from the neck of the animal onto the floor, and then he gathered up that blood, and he put it in a klei sharet, in a sacred vessel, and then it splattered onto the garment after that, eno ta'un kibus, he would not have to launder the garment, because en ta'un kibus el hadam shnikabel Bakeli v'ra'ui l'hazaya, only blood that was received directly from the neck of the animal into a klei sharet, therefore making it acceptable to be sprinkled on the mizbeach, only that type of blood requires laundering on the garment if it splattered onto that garment. But in this situation, the blood spilled onto the floor first, and therefore, even though it eventually was put into a klei sharet, a sacred vessel, it does not become fit for zireka. So therefore, if there was a garment with the blood went onto after it spilled onto the floor, it does not have to be laundered. As we said earlier, that the pasuk tells us that the korban hatat needs to be washed out, the blood, if it splatters onto a garment. Now we'll talk about what is included in that word garment in terms of halakha. Nitaz al ha'od, if the blood of the korban hatat, if it spilled onto the skin of an animal, ad shelo hufshat, if the blood splattered onto the skin of the animal before it was removed from the dead animal, eno ta'un kibus, it would not require laundering because the skin that's attached to the carcass is not considered to be like a garment; it's still part of that animal. Meshi hufshat, but if the splattering of the blood onto the skin happened after it was already removed from the animal, ta'un kibus, it would have to be laundered, because in that situation it is similar to a garment. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer omer, af meshehufshat eno ta'un kibus, says Rabbi Eliezer, even if blood fell onto the skin after it was removed from the animal, you do not need to launder that skin. You don't have to take the blood off of it, even if the blood got onto it after it was removed from the animal, because it's skin, bottom line. It's not similar to a garment. Now we'll talk about a rule about the parts of the garment that did not have any blood fall onto them. Eno ta'un kibus ela mekom hadam. The only thing that requires laundering is the actual spot where the blood fell onto, not the entire article of clothing. And only if the blood is on something that's susceptible to receive tum'ah and is subject to laundering, like a garment is. The Torah tells us that it has to go onto a garment and there has to be laundering, which tells us that it's specifically a fabric-like material which has the ability to be flexed while it's being washed in order to remove a stain. A solid material, let's say wood, would not have the ability to become laundered, but it would have to be rubbed out or it would have to be scraped. So therefore, we're specifying over here that it has to be something that is fabric-like and also something that has the ability to launder.